Hi, Cotty.
Hello.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's time to amp it up. I need some energy. Give it to me.
I'm here. I've been sick all week.
It's Thanksgiving next week.
I know.
You know this week. Really sad is that my kids are learning at school, like different versions in each grade, that they're like, you know, Thanksgiving is sort of it's a sad holiday. It's sort of a day of mourning also. Because of the colonizing of the indigenous people.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, whoa, that's so heavy. I didn't realize that that's kind of the message they're giving kids. And in Ezra's fourth grade class, I guess his teacher was saying that something about they invited the indigenous people over for dinner, but then they killed them or something. I don't know. And Luke and I were like, your teacher told you that? But this was a few days ago. I'm like,
they're not teaching this in Florida.
But I really didn't think.
Thank you, Jack.
I really didn't think the term like colonizing was like a bad term. Because in my head, I just think it's creating infrastructure, creating like a political control or whatever, but it really from when I dug deeper,
I've never,
it sounds horrible. Like it's people taking what's not theirs and like sort of saying F you to the indigenous people, like all this thing. But anyway, I can't really find anything that's that positive about Thanksgiving.
No, it's not. Wait, what? When has someone used the word colonizing where you thought it was positive? I always have just
like,
negative.
Almost, I mean, no. Nothing. I feel in like contemporary that times.
Yeah, I think it like, was retired.
Yes, like I think when you think of America and you think of like colonization, I guess I thought of it in a positive way that they were creating, infrastructure and creating a society kind of more so than the negative side of it where they're, you know, maybe taking over.
Oh yeah.
So obviously, I'm still learning. My sixth grader, Luca, teaches me new things all the time. I hate to admit when he knows more than me, but he really retains quite a bit.
That's kind of crazy. It's like, did they teach Dom that or Luca?
Luca and Ezra. Fourth and sixth.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's very
But if you really look up the meaning of Thanksgiving, it says it's also a day of mourning.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that crazy that we're the only ones to celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yeah. It's odd.
I already ordered my turkey, so suck it, people.
So I was telling Cotty that I'm dressing up the skeleton in multiple holiday garb, but I'm skipping the pilgrim attire because I'm
short of a window.
Also now I'm yes, but I'm also, from Halloween to Thanksgiving. But I'm also worried about now maybe Thanksgiving is just not a happy holiday, and I don't know that I want to be amping it up.
No, I mean, it is what you make it.
I think of it as just family.
As long as you recognize the root of it.
I know.
But then just move forward with making it a day you're thankful for everything you have.
But how did it ever fly as a holiday?
No idea.
Yeah.
No idea. But I'm skipping over Thanksgiving. I never put up like fall stuff, really.
You could kind of keep some of your Halloween stuff crossover.
I kept my
with
white
the,
pumpkins.
With the pumpkins, yeah.
But I'm already putting those away. I have my light guy showing up Monday morning.
Oh, yeah.
I have a new theme I'm going for.
Who's your light guy? Have I talked to you about this before?
He's new.
Or is he like $800 million?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Will you send me his info?
Hourly rate.
Oh.
And I already saw
Where'd
his
Where'd you
work.
Find him?
My event producer friend, Shannon Warner.
Okay.
He has always done her house. He was over when we were talking one day. I was like, oh, God, you invest that much money in lighting guys? He's like, no, this is my handyman. He's amazing. I was like, well, I'm very particular, so FaceTime me when you get home. I want to see. I was like, he uses clips, right?
Do you buy all the lights?
You buy everything. Mm-hmm. He'll buy it for you if you tell him.
Mm-hmm.
But he does all the clips where all the lights are facing the same exact direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so I FaceTimed with her, and I was like, shit, that is good. She's like, I know. He's an hourly rate.
And how long do we think it'll take?
A couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
But it beats 3,000. Three or four. So, I got a quote from lights last year.
Do hourly to take it down as well?
No, I'll just take it down.
You're going to get on a ladder and take it all down?
No, because think about it.
They're on clips.
They're on clips. The cord is going to go down to a power outlet somewhere. Mm-hmm. So you just grab that cord and go,
But you could, he would come back.
He could, yes, he'll come back and take it down.
So did
for you.
You did, you had lights last year.
Yeah.
And who did those?
Mike. And he was hell-bent.
He's out of the
He was put pressure. Like, he was in D.C. this week, and I was like, found a guy that'll do lights. He's like, we're not doing it. I was like, why? He's like, cause that's crazy. I did him last year, and he did a great job.
This color looks great on you, by the way.
Really?
This lipstick color.
He did a great job, but it took him, like, 6 hours, you know?
Who, Mike?
Yeah, Mike.
Oh.
He did all the clips. Like, it was very... Mm-hmm. And I was like, this guy doesn't charge a flat rate. It's hourly. I told him the hourly rate, mm-hmm. and he was like... Oh, okay. And I was like, the good thing is he's going to do the front of the house and the entire back and the guests.
Are you
going
to wrap any trees?
I don't think so.
I love the way trees look wrapped.
So do I.
Why don't you do that? Do you not have a good tree to wrap?
No, that tree in the front yard.
Yeah.
I do, but
yeah.
I don't know. I just, here's why. I have lanterns in the tree right now that light up.
Uh-huh. Oh, you don't want to distract from that?
No,
oh.
I don't mind distracting from it. And then mm-hmm. I have the starburst, the gold starburst that mm-hmm. I hang during Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like looking at the wrapped tree during the day.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I love it at night. Mm-hmm. I hate seeing it during the day.
So for you, I get that because it's right like in the front, like
it's
you're
right
staring.
There.
Like mine, any of the trees I would wrap would be lower down. I wouldn't be staring at them during the
totally.
Day.
Totally. Like if I had your trees,
yeah.
I'd wrap them in a heartbeat.
Okay, so he's coming tomorrow?
Monday morning.
Okay, good. And then I get to see how it looks, mm-hmm. and you are the guinea pig, and then maybe I'll use this guy.
I think you
should. Are you doing all white?
I went back and forth.
Uh-huh.
There's something I love about all colored because it looks like a gingerbread house,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if I'm going to get sick of that. So we already have all white.
Mm-hmm. I think you are going to get sick of it. You're so chic
so,
and a hotelier.
I know. So I'm going to do all white, and then what I'm going to do, I've already decided, I'm going to do cypress garland.
Ooh.
Cypress garland.
On the front door or
I'm
where?
I'm going to, no. I already have my wreaths
okay.
that I'd like live and die by.
Okay. Can I have one?
Yeah.
I need one.
They're selling them still. It's Hearth and Hand.
Again, link to that.
Okay.
Link to
I'll
the
link
ceramic.
To this and I'll
yeah.
link
yeah.
to the garland. I'm looking
okay.
for cypress garland. I'm going to drape it on the white fence on each pole. So drape to each pole. And then on the poles, I was going back and forth of doing like a caramel
mm-hmm.
Bow. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm going to do like a rich red bow. So it's all going to be white lights, cypress garland, red bows.
Done. Sold.
Done, right?
Can I get all of your sources? I just want to sort
yeah.
of copy you. I just want like a...
Yeah.
I just want to
I'm going
like
for a very
jack
just
your
traditional,
look.
Classic,
yeah.
elevated.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Amazing. Oh, you know what I was reading? I think I sent you the article. I'm not sure if you looked at it. So when Cotty and I went to Target... for our Halloween extravaganza,
oh my gosh, yeah.
which we had grandiose ideas about videoing. It was sort of, it was just like a hectic environment. We saw multiple thefts. One in particular, this guy had like this massive box in this cart.
Oh
and
gosh.
Then all of a sudden I see him grab the box and there's wires wrapped around it, an alarm. And he just walks right out the side door into the parking lot. And I'm traumatized because I saw the whole thing happen. And I said something to the woman working. I was like, that guy just walked out that door. She goes, yeah, what did it look like? I'm like, I had a big box. She's like, it was probably a scooter. I'm like, a scooter? Anyways, I don't know what it was. But they were so laissez-faire about the whole thing. Didn't
mm-hmm.
seem to even flinch. I'm just like shaking. I just saw like this grand theft happen. And they're like, it's okay. This happens all the time. Then I think in the cosmetics department, we saw a different one. Like we saw all sorts of
oh,
weird
stuff.
Oh,
that's right. I forgot about that.
So I was reading, and I think it was also on the news, that I'm not sure if it's like local authorities in different cities are having an issue with Target because they're not pressing charges for
what do locals care?
There's something with I think because it's like a because thieves are just like regularly going back
mm-hmm.
and they're not doing anything about it, so they think it's sort of in a weird way like inviting them, like almost perpetuating and
okay.
bringing more thieves because they know they can get away with it. So then Target responded by saying, because so Target doesn't call the police or even they don't
no,
have
they
anyone
don't
remove
anyone.
Them. They don't have anyone go after them. What they say is that after three incidents, which I don't know how they would even clock them since they're not
yeah,
doing
they're
anything,
not.
Then they press charges or try to like do something about it. But otherwise,
so you better get three big ticket items.
Otherwise, they're not doing anything. People just go in there repeatedly and take stuff and. No, they're not going to get caught. And if they do get caught, Target's, like, not pressing charges. They're just collecting money from insurance. that covers them for, I don't know, a certain percentage of theft anyway. But
what was surprising to me is that they put out that story and I go, whoever's their insurance provider must be like, thanks for putting this out. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, they're so...
It's almost like they alerted people being like, we're not going to press charges.
Yeah.
We're game.
Well, I think at a certain point you're going to pay the same premium within a percentage of loss.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know, but it seems so strange to me. And then I was like, well, maybe Target doesn't want to make their employees stressed out, that they have to, like, be policing people. But even when you and I were there, it seemed like there was very little security and nobody
was really
sort of... looking, and there's just, you know, there's expensive stuff all over the place. And then what kills me is the random things that they do lock up. When there's huge ticket
like
things.
Tylenol. I was like, what? I was.
Is that locked up?
Yeah, I said to someone the other day, I go, what are people doing with Tylenol now?
Mm-hmm.
They were like, nothing. I go, why is it locked up? They're like,
or earbuds, which are maybe like $100 versus the scooter or whatever this guy took was like $300. I don't, it's all so strange.
I told you, the same trip when we were there, and I was like, shit, my phone's dead. And I went to electronics and I was like, my phone's dead. Do you guys have a charger? And they're like, yeah, sure. Went to the wall, ripped open a package of a charger, plugged it in and go, all right, we'll keep it for you. I was like, can you do that? And they're like, sure. I was like, all right, anything goes, I suppose.
It seems like it. You know, I mean, I like Target.
I love Target.
Yeah.
That's where my wreaths are from.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to decorate. I'm so
Target,
excited to
Target, which operates
eat.
Nearly 2,000 stores in the U.S. in May, said it was expecting to lose $500 million this year due to rising theft.
Holy mother. Oh, you know what? So, like I said, I've been sick all week, and my doctor, I called him, and I've never taken a painkiller. Well, I did with Ted, but I don't take painkillers. Like, it's not my thing. I've never taken cough syrup with codeine. And I was texting my doctor. I go, I'm averaging, my sleep average per night is 3 to 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coughing all night long. I'm up all night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sick of taking Xanax. It doesn't put you to sleep, really.
Xanax?
No. Not when you have a cough.
You know what I noticed with Xanax? It doesn't knock you out, but once you're asleep, you sleep better.
Probably, but I was not sleeping. Mm. Like, I was like, I can't keep taking Xanax every night. So anyway, I text my doctor. My doctor's like, I'm going to give you cough suppressant with codeine. I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, forewarning, it's going to knock you out, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ugh. Go to CVS last night and to pick up my antibiotic. And I was like, what's the deal? Like, why can't you get the codeine here?
Oh, they said they can't fill it.
They won't fill it.
Oh, okay. Which was it, Rite Aid?
CVS.
Okay.
And she's like, you know, I was like, people are that many people abusing it? She's like, no, that's not it. She's like, our crime rates when we carried it were off, like we couldn't. We were getting broken into constantly.
So did you get it? Where do you have to go?
I have to go to his office to pick it up.
No.
Mm-hmm.
None of the
I don't think so.
Is it Zadeh?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Mike had this problem when he got really sick.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't find it anywhere. And people treat you like, pharmacists treat you like a junkie. I'm like, do you hear me?
Did you take it?
No.
Oh, you haven't taken it yet?
No, I'm on day two of course, I was texting with your dad all night.
Oh my
and
God, you creep.
I texted him. I told you I texted him about Clemencia's thumb.
I know, you're abusing his number.
He loves hearing from me every day. And so then I texted him last night, and I texted him a picture of the antibiotic they put me on. He was like... He's totally mind-fucked me.
So did you get the codeine yet?
No.
Oh, you never picked it up?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
So he texted me being like, I go, can I really not drink on this?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you'll be fine.
To drink?
Yeah. And I texted him after that. You know when texts, like, make sense in your head, but someone else reads it differently? I texted him. I was like, can I really not drink on this? The pharmacist said it wouldn't work. Like, meaning... If I drink on it, it's not going to work.
Okay.
So I said, can I really not drink on it? Mm-hmm. The pharmacist said it wouldn't work. So he texts back. He goes, you'll be fine. And then second one, he goes, probably won't. I was like, probably won't? What does that
probably
mean?
Probably won't what?
Work. I was like, what do you mean probably won't work? He's like, because it's not, what you have is not. And I was like, shit, explain.
Oh, he's not a proponent.
Of antibiotics.
Of antibiotics. Most 9 out of 10 times, he's always like, you don't need them.
Yes. That's pretty much what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I would have preferred you to be on an antiviral. And I was like, well, shit, move to
LA.
Do
you feel like it's helping, though?
Huh? I don't know. I just took my second pill. Who knows?
Hmm. Are you going to get the codeine?
I don't know. I'm kind of scared to take it. Have you ever taken it?
Codeine. I mean, it's interesting because I was telling you about Bianca, you know, getting older and having all these issues. They prescribed her some for her cough. Bianca, like a few weeks ago, and I gave it to her a couple times. It definitely knocked her ass out. I can't remember the last time I did, because I think the last time I took a painkiller was probably after a C-section, and otherwise I don't do painkillers.
Yeah, me neither. There are people that wake up and take them before work.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine getting through a day. I can barely get through a day with coffee. If I added a painkiller, but maybe those type of people, like, it just makes them feel good. It would knock me out.
Codeine?
No, I mean just painkillers in general. Like having a painkiller addiction.
Can I just read you one thing about Target? This is the last thing. Because I want to just be a little more specific about... So it says, have you ever wondered what happens to shoplifters at Target who get caught? Most people have stolen something from a store at least once in their lives. Many people shoplift as children or teenagers, but very quickly manage to kick the habit. However, for others, shoplifting can become a more serious habit and have serious consequences. Adults that are caught stealing from certain stores may be prosecuted and even end up in jail. So let's take an in-depth look at the Target shoplifting policy. The company has a very strict policy that is designed to prevent and address thefts in stores. People who are caught stealing can face various penalties ranging from written reports to police involvement. They're saying whether or not the police are involved depends on the value of the item. Store managers are likely to turn a blind eye to first-time offenders, especially if they are children or teenagers.
I mean,
the company is not technically allowed to press charges against people who are caught stealing. Instead, the store manager can file a police report. The company can then issue a civil demand letter asking for monetary compensation for the items stolen. Isn't that weird? Yeah, so they're not supposed to, like, intervene.
Okay. I don't know.
So strange. Have you ever stolen anything?
Once, but I didn't realize it until I left, and I was like, I'm not going back.
Oh, by accident?
Mm-hmm.
How old were you?
Oh, and Lola did the other month, and I was like, fuck it.
Wait, how old were you when you... So you didn't really steal anything. No. That doesn't count.
No, I've never stolen anything.
Yeah.
Never stolen anything, but Lola is notorious.
Where did she take something from?
Everywhere we go. Literally, I can count
on... This particular time?
A science center, I think. It was like a $40 stuffed animal.
Where'd she hide it?
She didn't hide it.
Oh, well, how come you didn't see it?
She was holding it.
Oh, you just didn't notice?
It was just like a shit show. And I was like, and we got to the next room and I was like, fuck, Lola. She's like, it's my dinosaur. I was like, it is now. Everywhere we go. Where were we the other day? And then I realized it in the car and she's like playing with something. I was like, Lola. She's like, it's mine.
She doesn't know she's doing it.
She doesn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be like, hey, your kid grabbed something. It's probably she's so low to the ground. I don't ever notice it.
That's the best kind of shoplifter.
But now Ted will be like, Lola, you have to pay for that. I was like, Ted, just let it slide.
I'm like, whoa.
Stop, so you little
you're
snitch.
A, like, proponent.
No, but then I'm like, don't say it when we're 10 feet from the fucking store and then we all have to go back and get in line again.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, it is what it is. No, I mean, not to be, you know, but she's got hot hands.
Hot hands.
She skims. She grabs a ton of shit.
Sticky fingers.
She does.
Okay.
Totally does.
All right.
And I'm going to, I've got to make sure Mike left to get Lola. I mean, Ted. Uh-oh. Are your kids out of school all next week?
Yeah.
What the
Are
fuck?
Are yours?
Yes.
I know. I feel like it used to be they'd be in school Monday, Tuesday. But so many people travel, so I think that's the reason they just say, you know, no, we ain't doing it.
What the fuck?
All
right. So.
So explain the gram.
I know what both these pictures are.
So this one of me and
that
my dad.
Is bat mitzvah?
Is me and my dad from Cooper's bar mitzvah.
Bar mitzvah.
And it was like the best bar mitzvah ever, by the way. And I feel like I look 100 years younger.
No, you don't.
Wait till the skin comes off my face.
Your dad's Instagram handle's runner234.
Yes, it was. And I think now it's I am Dr. Art.
Do you feel younger in the picture next to it when we're in Vegas?
Weirdly, no. But I am.
You know how much younger we were there? Let's see. That was 10 years ago.
Almost 10 years ago.
Almost 10 years ago.
You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch.
Did you
that
end
was
up
at the Britney Spears concert?
I remember distinctly that night. When you got what? You had Luca, yeah, and you got the one with the asterisks on it, and I was like, why aren't you getting the real one? And you're like, I do school pickup.
Oh,
and
really?
I was like, oh, really? You're like, I was like, that's smart.
I like the asterisks anyways. It's a little more like chill.
I don't know where that hat went. That was such a fun bachelorette.
Do you remember? Wasn't that when like my garage got broken into?
Yes, it was.
Oh my God.
And like everyone there was like pumping.
I was pumping.
You were pumping.
Yeah.
I think Emily, someone else was.
And then I like left the milk in like the mini fridge.
And it wasn't like, cold enough. And they kept bringing up new fridge.
Wonderful.
That was a great concert.
That was when I actually like didn't know anything about like breastfeeding or, I mean, I guess I never really did, but.
I mean, I have some really weird Grams pictures of us we could pull up. Maybe we'll do that next week. So we asked people to also submit questions.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a few.
Okay.
Let's see. I love the smell of copy paper.
Yes.
It just makes me want to have a black coffee in a dirty little, like, office kitchen.
Ew.
Okay. Charlene, my partner and I are thinking about starting a family, but I'm anxious about the changes it will bring. How do you navigate the transition into parenthood? Good luck, Charlene. At first, it's great. Wouldn't you agree with that? Would you not agree with that? The first 3 months of having a new baby, you're like, this is what dreams are made of.
Are you, though? You're like not sleeping.
The first month is easy, in my opinion.
If you're not up all night breastfeeding.
Oh, well, then don't breastfeed.
Mm-hmm.
But then reality sets in. But no, you should do it for real.
I don't like these questions.
I'm 30. I'm in my 30s and still single. Live it up. How do I navigate societal expectations and embrace my singlehood without feeling the pressure to settle down? Never felt pressure to settle down. Did you?
No, but we weren't really in our 30s either. I think if you were in your 30s and didn't
that's true.
Yeah,
fair.
And you didn't have any prospects at that point, you might have a different sense of
I feel like
pressure.
We also live in LA where it's like so healthy to be single in 30. In your 30s at any age, like no one looks at it as like it must be harder in like landlocked states.
No, but as a woman, after like 35, I think that just the biological clock really, that's a real thing because you're lucky if, I mean, you could potentially have a kid for another 10 plus years, you know, but your window is closing. Whether or not you want to have kids or not, just knowing that window is closing. As a man, you could be 50. 45, 50, 55, and, like, start a new family with, like, a younger
woman.
I'm
surrounded by women that aren't dating anyone or in their early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just matter of fact. They're like, I work with, a handful
of
them.
I would say
where they go, I'm going to freeze my eggs.
I would, yeah, and I would say the pressure probably starts, like, after 35 where you're like, ooh, you know, like tail end of 30s.
Yeah, I think some of the, what I've been noticing more is people are getting ahead of it. Like in the early 30s going, I'm just going to freeze my eggs because I don't know what's going to happen.
And by the way, like if I would have frozen, I don't know. I mean, I don't think I would have gone through that if I didn't have fertility problems. But I mean, like the younger your eggs are, the better, you know?
If you had a frozen egg, would you have another one right now? No. Sorry, your dad's texting me. Hold on.
He is?
Yeah, whatever.
You're such a creep.
Never mind. It's George, the light guy.
same. Okay. Screen time for children.
Ugh, fuck that. Who gives a shit?
Some moms may be strict about limiting screen time for their children, expressing concerns about the potential negative effects on physical health and social development. Others may adopt a more lenient approach, using screens as educational tools. Some parents just give their kids the iPad and allow them to watch YouTube unmonitored.
Ding, ding, ding. That's me.
Ding, 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 ding. Screen time, I think, regardless of if you're a child or not, is over exposure to screens for any person's mind is not good.
Okay. Fair. But let's rewind when we were kids. Remember when people would say the same shit about video games? They're like, it's rotting their brain. Well, I think it was more.
What's your point? It is.
I look at Mike, he was glued to video games.
Oh, that explains a lot to me.
You know?
Yeah, he's not okay.
Shut up. But he was glued to video games. And he is probably one of the most focused people that I know when it comes to work and studying and reading. He reads more than anyone I know besides my dad. Where I go, I don't see the link.
I don't agree. Not Mike specifically. Just I think it's not.
I think it could cause anxiety, but I think that's having a screen so close to you.
I just think too much screen, A, for anyone at any age is not a good thing. And I think for kids, a lot of these games or YouTube channels are these just kind of like uneducated people like chattering on YouTube. Like, it's just not healthy. It's not creating a good internal dialogue. I think you just have to be just temperate and have limits on it.
Yeah.
But you can't be psycho crazy, because otherwise you'd never get anything done.
You can't be psycho crazy.
You can't be psych all over them all the time. That's just impossible.
Yeah. Kids end up being weird then.
If you're all over them all the time. Yeah. So
there's a balance. Just like life, balance.
I think it's more about just setting rules with timing, and then also having a good relationship with your kids and them knowing like what's you know.
Yeah.
What outlets they can't be watching on, you know? I have a rule at my house, and I've always had this rule. No YouTube. They always want to play the YouTube on the screen of the TV. And I'm like, no, if you're going to watch YouTube, you can watch YouTube on your iPad, you know, whatever.
That's so funny. I prefer the other way.
No, I'm like, I do not want YouTube now on the TV. The TV is something else.
Oh, I prefer it on the TV because I know parents that work at YouTube, mm-hmm. and they were like, that is my number one rule.
What?
That if you start a video, you finish it. None of this swiping. The swipe.
I'm into that video. I'm
and
into
he's
that.
Like, if you put it on the TV,
yeah.
there's no swiping. They have to finish it.
Well, I don't agree with putting it on the TV, but I do agree with finishing it, I think.
I don't
like
know
that
how
rule.
To stop them from not swiping or not finishing something when I don't have control.
Well, they're all pretty short, but yes, that is an issue, I think, too, with the, with
that's
the
why I go,
attention deficit.
That's why I go, like, if Ted really wants to watch YouTube, he's over it now.
Yeah.
But I gave him free rein as a kid.
Yeah.
Not saying that's right at all.
Yeah.
All I know is I didn't monitor his his screen time, and now he could care less about the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, he doesn't.
Well, he's going through a switch phase.
Yeah.
He said,
like he's into different stuff. He's really into like learning how to write. Like he's bored with it. I always compare it to drugs. Is that crazy?
What do you mean?
You know when you like do a bunch of drugs when you're younger, and then you like get somewhere. Like you're, it wasn't like ever like not that I did a ton of drugs, but I'm just saying like it was never like my I didn't. It wasn't so severely restricted that you become an adult and then you're like, I know people that like moved to LA and like binged, where I was like, dude, grow up.
I did like, a bunch of drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I go, you were a child your whole life and now you're an adult and you're a loser doing drugs. You know what I mean? I'm like, you didn't get that out of your system.
So you think across the board, just getting it out of your system
just
is
get
the
it
key?
Out of your system. You're going to have to get it out at some point.
Yeah, I don't think that
I
a
also,
massive amount of any of it is good.
No, I don't either. But I'm saying, I think there's a correlation between kids that are severely, severely restricted from it as a child, never having access to it, and then getting a phone, and then they dip into depression. And I go, well, no wonder. Like, it's a whole new world with them, with hormones, with something they've never had access to. They don't know how to control their emotions. They don't have to regulate it. And it's like this whole new world. You know what I mean?
Well, now you're like, kind of touching on our viral post.
Uh-oh.
About having
but
no
it's
phones
true.
And then them going crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's hard.
There's a point to that. There is a point to that.
It's all a balance. I mean, and that's parenthood, I think, across the board.
Do you have any friends that do not allow screen time at all?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no. Do you?
Yeah, I have one.
How old is the kid?
Ted's age.
That's gangster. I like it. It's hard to do when there's more kids in the house than just one, too.
100%. Yeah. And 100%. Oh, co-sleeping. Some moms believe in co-sleeping, arguing that it promotes a strong parent-child bond and it makes nighttime parenting more convenient. Others prefer their child sleeping independently to establish healthy sleep habits early on and promote a child's ability to self-soothe. As someone that co-sleeps, as two people that co-sleep,
yeah.
I do not think it is healthy for the child.
You don't?
No.
Co-sleeping?
I do it.
Yeah, and you were a co-sleeper.
I was a co-sleeper.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think...
I see a huge difference when we have Ted in his bed for a span of time.
Well, I think they sleep better. But across the board, I don't really have a preference. I don't really think one is better than the other. I think each kid is different and they need different things. But at a certain point, they will sleep in their own bed.
Yeah.
And they do sleep better in their own bed. But just emotionally and physically, each kid needs something different. So, yeah. You know.
I would never sit here and tell you. One is better than
no,
the other.
No, I don't think so.
I don't like when people do that either.
No. And they need what they need. Like, some of them need to co-sleep
Lola
with you.
Does not need anyone. She's so independent. Ted, he would literally crawl inside my pajamas if he could.
Yeah, but some... Yeah, exactly. But some... You know, and then there's... I think there's also people who are, like, hell-bent on co-sleeping being the answer. And that creates the bond. I think each kid is different, and you kind of get a sense of what they need.
I really hate when people lecture me about... how bad it is if Ted sleeps with me. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it really bothers me. I go, who gives a shit? That, first of all, you're not his parent. I really could care less. We had another nanny at our house this week. And I just couldn't believe the first thing she said to me was, so I hear Ted sleeps with you.
Who said that?
This other nanny. And I went, yeah.
Oh, another kid's nanny?
Yeah. I go, so? Mind you, she's like 20. I was like,
What was her point?
That she's a master sleep trainer. And I was like, yeah, you don't have kids.
Wait, who was it? It was you who hired that super expensive sleep trainer and like flew her out from somewhere?
Best money we have ever spent. Best money I've ever spent. I would recommend her to the entire world.
But that was sleep training a baby.
She was 4 months, yeah. Took 5 days.
Not sleep training like a Ted or a Dom.
She does offer that, but it's way harder.
And I would never.
And it's creepy.
I couldn't,
that age, it's creepy to sleep train with a stranger.
Okay. Are you smarter than a sixth grader?
Who do you think's book smarter?
Me or you?
Well, that's not a good way to start it. Book smarter.
You or I?
Who fucking knows?
What?
Who do you think's smarter out of the two of us when it comes to, like, this kind of question?
Ugh. I don't know.
I don't either.
50-50?
All right. I'm pretty bad.
How many continents are there in the world?
Seven. Is that correct?
Oh, you genie! Do? The genie.
Did you know
spoke.
That? Did you know that?
I would have done Asia, Africa.
Oh, God.
What is the capital of Spain?
Argentina.
Madrid?
Oh. Is Argentina even in Spain?
I think that's another country.
It is another country. What is the smallest ocean?
Lake Michigan? I'm just kidding. I don't know. hold on. The smallest ocean. Are oceans and seas different?
Is it the Indian Ocean? Okay, you go.
The Gulf of Mexico.
Arctic.
Oh, fuck. I was going to say
Gulf
the Bering
Mexico,
Sea.
Gulf of Mexico, is that an ocean?
Is that
an
ocean?
No.
What
is that? Pacific, Gulf, and Atlantic. Are they all seas? What is the definition between a gulf, sea and an ocean?
They're the same.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
No, they're different.
I'm not sure.
Oh, dude.
That isn't on the answer sheet.
Wait.
But you're a genie. You know everything.
Wait, I'll tell you right now. Ocean versus seas are smaller than oceans and are usually located where the land and the ocean meet.
Like the Baltic Sea?
Typically, seas are partially enclosed by land.
Wow, I'm smart.
I'm so smart.
Why is July 2nd, 1776 an important date?
I have no fucking clue.
You know what we should do is also ask Luca these questions and see if he can answer.
Luca's smart. Of course he can answer.
Hold on. Let's call him.
I'm looking at the oceans now. I wonder if Evelyn would have known that, the smallest ocean question.
She's so smart.
She strikes me as, like, smart.
She is so smart. Hold on. Let's see.
Are any of your kids sick right now?
Mm-hmm. Luca wants to come on, by the way. We need to have him on, maybe over break. Sick? No. Dom, I think, is coming down with a little everything that all the other kids in that grade have. Okay, in the meantime, which city is called the Windy City?
Oh, Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Does a scalene triangle have equal or unequal? Hi.
Hi.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay.
Is he in school?
No, he's home. Okay, do you know why is July 2nd, 1776 an important date?
It was when the Constitution...
Shut the fuck up. You win. We don't even need to hear the rest.
No, tell us. It was when the Constitution was written or something?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh my God. Okay, does a scalene triangle have equal or unequal sides?
Unequal. Mm-hmm. Scaling.
Unequal,
yeah.
Nine. Oh, what is the smallest prime number?
What are prime numbers that can be divided?
Two?
Divided.
You're right.
Stuff?
You're so smart. Okay. What is. Nine is the square root of what number?
81?
Three.
No.
3?
81?
Is he right?
Yeah.
3?
No, 3 is the square root of 9.
Okay,
yeah.
So
no,
what's
81.
Oh, Cotty was right on that.
What did Cotty say? It's 21.
No, 81.
It's 81.
81? Oh.
Square root.
9 times 9 would be 81.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Luca, do you know this trick with nines? Ready?
What?
Do you know this trick with nines? What am I looking at? Your head? Have you ever done this trick with nines? Put your two hands out, okay? You're fucking adorable. I love you so much. You put down the finger that you times it by, and your hands will tell you the number.
Math,
did you know that?
Math wizard. All right, I have a few more for you, Luca. This is really fun. What is 56 and 87? Can you do that in your head?
What do you mean?
Can you
what
do that?
What do you,
just
what
56 plus 87?
Oh, plus 87?
Yeah.
It's...
Who can get it first?
122?
Is that right?
56 plus
87? 122? Jeannie? No, she's wrong.
56 plus 57?
87.
Oh, 87.
What is it, Luca?
140-something.
3.
Okay, fine. What gas do plants need to perform photosynthesis?
Carbon.
Gas? Carbon dioxide.
I'm pretty smart,
which
you guys.
Which biologist proposed the theory of evolution?
Oh.
I don't know.
Darwin?
Yeah.
Woo! Sorry, guys.
What?
I got it. In the Middle Ages, what was the difference between a serf and a peasant?
A serf?
Uh-huh.
Oh. The serf worked.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Serf was just a poor working man.
What ancient civilization had the practice of foot binding?
Oh, Asia. Chinese.
What?
China?
Yeah.
Chinese?
What?
Chinese.
Okay. Foot
Holy
binding.
Shit. I'm fucking smart.
Connie thinks she's brilliant now.
Is there another one?
No, that's all. Oh, what is... Do you know the capital of Spain?
Madrid.
Duh.
How many
just
continents
kidding,
are in
know.
The world?
Seven.
What is the smallest ocean?
Southern. Arctic?
Yeah.
Yep.
You're a baller. I love you.
Here, Luca, turn around. Say hi to your grandfather.
Hi.
Look at both of you. We're just like, ew.
Hi. All right, I love you. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
What do you call your dad?
Papish.
What a good picture of you.
Papish.
If your face when you looked, you just went.
Delete.
Well, I already sent it to him.
Ew.
What?
Unsend.
He asked if how I'm feeling.
Unsend. That is a
better
science project
day by
of
day.
A picture. All right. I want to do the rosebud thorn.
You know what?
You hate this?
No, I don't. Oh. I hate when people do it at Thanksgiving tables.
Oh, you know, I have a friend. Hopefully,
so
I don't think
annoying.
She listens to this. They do it every night at home, like at dinner.
Ugh, that's exhausting. Okay, what is it?
So it's something that you're looking forward to, something good that happened, something bad that happened, right?
Okay, let's do it. So, bud. Oh, okay. Okay, I get it.
Wait, the bud is something that already happened? That you're looking forward to?
Something that happened, and then the rose is something you're looking forward to. That's like the end product. Okay.
My thorn is when this guy, like, yelled at me today. when I was driving, and he just decided to roll down his window and try and, like, yell at me for doing nothing. But I still got upset about it, even though he was just raging. I'm still just, like, shook by the crazy anger in the world and that people want to get, like, in other people's faces. That's a thorn for me.
That's fair.
My bud, something good that happened this week, is... What is good that happened this week? I feel like there's a lot of good things that happened this week. My steps, my outside steps, these aggregate steps that I've been waiting to get installed for 2 months got installed finally. That was really exciting.
Okay.
And my rose is just getting to see, not even Thanksgiving, just getting to see my whole family together, which doesn't happen even once a year. My mom, my dad, my sister, my nephews, everybody all together. That's totally my rose.
Is your mom going to Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a juxtaposition.
What do you mean?
Your mom and dad.
Can you even picture them together?
No.
Isn't it insane?
Not at this age, I can't.
It's insane. No. Any age.
I feel like I don't know who your mom was at that age.
Or my dad. I mean, your
dad's tracks to be like the same.
It does. It does seem that way, right? Mm-hmm. But you have to think that he definitely wasn't the same person then.
I don't know. I think he was. Because look, your mom was so straight-laced and like...
My mom just sort of was like
your
a
mom's
chameleon.
Like a chameleon. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now she's like, fuck this, let's party.
No, my mom's just confused now, I think, about what she wants.
What do you guys do when you get to Arizona? Like, do you guys go out and get the wine?
Get the wine. You already asked this. Do you guys, who gets the wine?
Who gets the wine?
I don't know. I'm assuming there'll be wine to be had. I don't really feel like I need to coordinate that. Do I?
Well, you're hanging out with a bunch of people that don't drink.
And my mom's not really drinking.
Why?
Well, so she says. I don't know. Ever since, remember last January I didn't drink and I told her my cholesterol like plummeted?
Oh, yeah.
Then she stopped drinking too.
Did she have her cholesterol checked after?
Yeah, and I don't think she's not drinking at all, but I think she really stopped because I stopped because of that. And I don't think she's gotten back to the place that she was. But
so interesting. I wonder, well, I mean, my whole family drinks, but I wonder if Bert will be drinking for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't know. Who gets the wine at your
Who
family?
Who gets the wine? We're good.
You got it already?
We're going to Bert's house, so.
Oh.
They're loaded.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some, and if not, well, I mean, I think you have to have a little bit of celebratory wine.
It's so nice that Jenny will have wine with you.
She'll drink a little bit of red wine.
Yeah, she will.
Yeah.
Get a great red wine.
Yeah. She's been great lately. She's been just so, I don't know, she's been extra sister points the last few months. Yeah. We've been getting along so good. So nice after all
that
these years.
Nice.
I think we just feel seen and heard by each other finally.
That's good.
Yeah. It's not easy having a sister or a sibling, someone like especially that close in age. And you know, I don't know. I always attribute it to us being so close in age, but I don't know if that's why. I just think that our relationship hasn't always been easy. And weirdly, because we've had hard times, I think that it makes it even sweeter.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
that things are so good.
Is Brad going to your dad's?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. You have everyone there.
Yeah. All right. So what is your...
Rosebud Thorn?
Yeah.
Thorn. This week has sucked for me.
Really?
Yeah. Really has.
Sick? Because you've been sick?
I've been really sick. Mm-hmm. I had a fever on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. You think Ted got you sick?
You know what? I don't know who got me sick. Yeah. Now all signs are pointing towards my friend Betsy.
But not COVID.
No, but she has been battling the same thing and can't kick it.
Mm.
She's been going to urgent cares
mm-hmm.
and getting like Z-Packs and it never goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But the doctor said that what I have is like highly contagious and your dad said the same thing.
Mm.
So even though she came over like twice last week, she was like, I'm on an antibiotic. But they're like,
so
the
are Jacques and I going to die later tonight?
I'm on the right antibiotic now.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't think so.
Have you killed us?
Maybe. So I've been really sick, and work has been really grueling.
Yeah.
So
you've
been back
in the swing.
Yeah, and Sunday night I text everyone going, I don't think I can work tomorrow. I've got to rest. Mm. But it's not relaxing.
Do you have to work at all next week?
Mm-hmm.
And Wednesday, you have a Wednesday off?
I'd originally taken next week off, but the strike ended, and then
You have Wednesday off, though?
I have Wednesday off, yeah.
And the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I feel like there was no telling. I mean, there was all the speculation about the strike, but I don't think anyone was prepared for it to be like, right? Mm-hmm. And now it seems like anyone I know who's in that world is like,
not
knowing how to.
If the strike were still going on,
yeah.
I wouldn't. And I'd plan that vacation thinking.
It wouldn't be up until the beginning.
So now
of the
I'm working, which is fine.
Yeah.
You know what?
But that
champagne problems to have that I'm
busy.
No,
but
been
coupling
sick.
That with the sick and then the amping, I get it. Okay, so Bud.
What's the Bud again?
Something good that happened this week.
We went to Rite Aid to pick up Tylenol when I was really sick.
To get my juice,
my codeine. They had to unlock it.
Yeah.
And Ted is very thoughtful with Lola, and he found these little dogs that had reindeer bells.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I want to get one for Lola and one for myself. And I was like, okay, that's really sweet. And bought her a popcorn tin. So anyway, he buys all this junk.
Mm-hmm.
We get home. She's like, thank you, TT. I love it. And she's playing with her. He pressed the paw on it. And then he went to go press his paw, and the dog was like,
like short circuiting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
And he looked at me. He's like, you got to be kidding. And I was like, sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
And he switched the two dogs with Lola's.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that was shitty.
Yeah.
And Lola came back and pressed hers.
Yeah.
And then looked at Ted's working. And she was like, it's okay. And I was like, and then Ted's like, no, it's not, Lola, here. And gave her the working one. And I was like, see, I didn't intervene or anything. It was like their good spirits came through naturally.
But, I mean, I would have intervened when he did the switcheroo.
I gave her, you know what? I've gotten to a place in parenting where I go, I got to let it just see where it goes.
And then you'll intervene.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that.
Where I go, let's see
I
if
wouldn't
he's
have had
self-
the self-control. I would have been like, oh, hell no, Ted.
No, I was going to see where it went.
Because you kind of knew he'd come
back
around.
He's a self-corrector.
Yeah.
Where I go.
All right, I like that.
And she was like.
That's nice to see.
She was like, it's okay.
That's nice to see.
And then sure enough, I went to Rite Aid last night, switched out his shitty one, got him a new one.
Yeah.
He was just so happy. And I was like, that's nice. And what am I looking forward to?
That is good.
It's just a sweet moment.
I like that.
I'm just looking forward to seeing my parents.
Are they not here yet? They're
going
to stay at Burt's?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Is Mike's mom coming also?
Yeah.
What about Annie's boyfriend's family?
They went to Florida last week. He saw them when he was there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's spending Thanksgiving with us. I think his birthday is on Thanksgiving, or maybe the day after.
November 23rd?
24th. So the day after, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. So
I had
be
a
like
boyfriend in high school whose birthday was November 23rd, and it was always so
that
often
sucks.
On Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Oh, because it falls, like, once every.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we've got, like, 20 people for Thanksgiving this year. Because a bunch of my cousins live out here, but they're all vegan.
I should send Jaron's parents over to your house. They don't have anywhere to go.
Oh, seriously?
No,
oh,
I think
no.
They're going to Amanda's brother's house. But
that's where they're going?
They were alone last year. Oh yeah, we were all in New York last year, so they were alone last year too. But you know, that's the thing when you have Amanda has a lot of family in New York, but also like my parents are divorced, so it's not and they're not in town, so you know, oftentimes we have to go, and you know, they're here and they're married, so you know, it just gets complicated.
Wait, where do you guys stay when you go to your dad's?
It's so funny, everyone's asking me that. We haven't really stayed with him in a long time. He has like a big house, but there's not like a lot of bedrooms.
Yeah.
You've been there.
Yeah.
We stayed at a hotel, like at one point we were staying in this huge like it was not even a suite, it was like almost like a house on the hotel property that Jenny and Jason and all of us would all stay in together.
Yeah.
So there was like three bedrooms, but now we're going to a different hotel and we're gonna.
Is it a nice hotel?
We'll be. I haven't actually stayed at this one. It's newer than the other one, and Jenny will be there with the kids. And my mom will be staying there too, and so we'll all
kind of
be over there. Yeah.
And then we get back for Christmas. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to decorate for Christmas. It brings me such joy. I've already started burning the candles.
Can you help me if you like what gets done to your house?
I'm gonna love it.
Will you help me?
Yep. When do you leave for Arizona?
Wednesday. So we have to do it when I get back.
Oh, Avi. But
yeah.
So you'll be here. So I can FaceTime you.
Yeah. And I'll be here all of December.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's time to get crunk.
Let's have a little holiday shindig.
Yeah. Yeah. I also think we need a little alcohol wine tasting for our next, or like some sort of alcohol on our next
Please?
Episode.
Thank you.
And Luca wants to come on because we did do a recording with him and we weren't able to use it because because a few things went awry. But he wants to come on and I actually think it'll be a fun episode. But I like these questions. We should get more questions.
Yeah.
And quiz him a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And just see what's going on with him because a lot of things are going on in sixth grade.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, geez.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't believe you're going to be here.
I'm going to be here.
Sorry, it's your dad again. It's crazy.
Stop it. You probably respond more than I do. He likes that.
He's so
And
funny.
You're both Aquariuses.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the two of us. All weekend. All week.
Oh, my God. You guys should run away together. All right.
He would never tolerate me.
I'm over you now.
Okay, don't worry about it. Hey, you know what?
I won't.
No, seriously, like, don't worry like, about
I
me
won't.
Not saying don't worry about it.
I won't, okay? Stop stressing me out.